Is everyone a socialist now? The Daily Mail recently ran the headline, "Another Day in Starmer's Socialist Utopia. When did Britain become North Korea?" It reported that Starmer was, quote, hiring a raft of high-tax fanatics and was threatening ID cards for all, and that fury erupted when armed police arrested the writer of Father Ted over online comments about transgender activists. No one with any common sense could fail to see this for what it was, a pile of breathless and exaggerated clickbait. Comparing the UK to the repressive authoritarian dictatorship of North Korea was particularly mind-boggling. Starmer's government is supposedly socialist, a socialist utopia, no less. So it must be exactly the same as North Korea. Oh dear, this is the level of Daily Mail journalism. Okay, it ought to go without saying, but we'll say it anyway. Neither of them, the UK or North Korea, have got anything to do with socialism. Which begs the question, what does the word socialism mean? The trouble is, brainless as Daily Mail's sneering declarations are, Labour and its supporters are themselves fond of talking about themselves as socialist, even though what they're really about is running capitalism. To be fair, Starmer has not uttered the S-word for some time, at least not since before the 2024 election. But others in his party do so continually. The Labour MP Dawn Butler, for example, recently stated that the Labour Party is a socialist party and that socialism isn't a dirty word. Well, quite. In fact, we were inspired enough to email her with the question, "Since socialism can be such a confusing word, can you please explain how you see it?" We didn't get any response at all. So we decided to put the same question to another socialist MP, Zara Sultana, who's just left Labour to join Jeremy Corbyn in the setting up of a prospective new party, currently calling itself Your Party, unless they've changed it by the time you hear this, and that's if they haven't fallen out again. So we wrote, "I very much sympathise with what you say in resigning from the Labour Party about the failure of governments to deal with poverty and inequality, and note your points that the issue at the next election will be socialism or barbarism. But since socialism can be such a confusing word, can you please explain what you mean by it?" We did at least get a response this time, but only the standard acknowledgement of receipt. "Thank you for contacting me. Please read this automated response to your email, which confirms that I have received your correspondence." And nothing thereafter. Far too busy to waste time with the hoi polloi, evidently. The truth is, whether in the Labour Party or outside, MPs and others throw the S-word around without having any clear idea, and sometimes no idea at all, of what it means, other than a vague hand-wavy wish for wealth to be spread around more evenly and reforms to make life easier and a bit less awful for those lower down the earnings scale, all in the service of something called equality. It doesn't seem to cross anyone's mind that those tinkering little changes, even if they were possible or feasible, and even if they weren't rolled back immediately by the next lot in power, would not change the basic structure of the system we live under. That system is built on the foundation that production and distribution of goods and services has to take place for profit, not for need, because buying and selling for money is the only possible basis for civilization, even though it means there'll always be a rich elite and a poor majority. Nope, can't do anything about that. Suck it up, it's just the way it is. Meanwhile, back to your party. After getting no meaningful answer from the MP calling herself a socialist, who had defected to Corbyn's party to be, one of us found out that there was to be a local gathering, open to all, to discuss the nature and setting up of the new Your Party organisation. So we decided to go along to observe, and maybe speak. The turnout was 60 to 70 people, biased towards the older age group, but in gender terms pretty much even. If we were expecting to hear talk about socialism in any of its possible definitions, we certainly didn't get it. Most of the hands that shot up were from members of small left-wing groups or parties damning the current Labour government and seeming to envisage some kind of entryism into the new party. There were also some non-affiliated attendees with apparently good intentions and maybe looking to find a home in a new, caring party. But while virtually all the contributions from the floor talked about was the need to press for reform measures of various kinds, like, for example, nationalisation, taxing the rich, expanding the NHS, better funding for education and other services, abolishing recent anti-protest legislation, action against pollution and climate change. Actually, one speaker was a bit different, saying that the main problem was that most young people nowadays have no idea what socialism means and that your party should do something about that. Which seemed a bit more promising, even if the speaker's idea of socialism probably wasn't much like ours. We tried to speak too, with hand up, but the chair didn't seem to notice. We would have supported the last speaker in asking for a clear view of what socialism means. And we would have added that socialism doesn't involve ways of fixing capitalism, because that's impossible, or even trying to make it more palatable, because more palatable for you almost certainly means worse for someone else. Socialism means getting rid of the whole system of production for the market and buying and selling and replacing it with a global, moneyless, cooperative society of voluntary work, free access, and democratic control. The so-called real change that Jeremy Corbyn claims his new party will bring is going to turn out to be the same mirage as every other attempt at radical reform in capitalism. We're all keen on recycling nowadays. This is going to be another recycling of the status quo. That was one account of going to a Your Party meeting. Here's another. Zara Sultana spoke at a meeting in Rayners Park in southwest London on the 10th of September. She said that the new party's aim was to materially improve people's lives. The Labour Party, she said, had betrayed its past principles and was dead. Starmer should be sent to The Hague for trial as a war criminal. She was surprisingly radical for someone selected and elected as a Labour candidate. And she called for the new party to support demonstrations and strikes, as well as to get MPs and councillors elected. She favoured the new party being called the Left, and said it should be organised democratically with provisions for one member, one vote. She also said the new party should be proudly socialist, and that she wanted to bring our country to socialism, and that the election of local councillors would pave the way to the socialist challenge. But she didn't explain what she envisaged socialism as being. The rest of her speech suggested it would be capitalism reformed into a less unequal society with properly funded public services and state-owned utilities, a society that put people before profit. As she was pretty approachable after the meeting, we could have asked her about it, but she was surrounded by people wanting to take selfies with her. And then to a third experience. We went along to a Your Party meeting at a pub in a local seaside town. to find around 40 people, a few youngish, but most of retirement age. They were obviously keen for a left alternative to what they saw as a right-wing Labour government. But there were quite a few predatory undercover trots of our acquaintance, keen to get themselves on the group's steering committee, a bit like wolves at a Bambi picnic. Two facilitators spoke at length, one in an inaudible drone, the other in a grating whine, to the effect that this was to be a workshop event, in which small groups would discuss and then feedback their responses to the questions A. What the priority of the new party should be, B. What name it should have, and C. What the immediate focus of the local group ought to be. Our answer to all three questions would have been the same, abolish capitalism. But something told us that that would not be appreciated by anyone present. So the assembled gathering dutifully knuckled down to the task, while we fell into discussion with an enthusiastic socialist who believed that China and Russia had a thing or two to tell us about how to run an economy. And wasn't our government just as fascistic as them nowadays anyway? He left before the end to catch the football. And we bailed out too, having regretfully concluded that no open debate was likely, that reformism was the only item on the agenda, and that this new left surge was history repeating itself. A kind of desperate and perpetual amnesia. Okay, enough about your party, what about the Greens? The Green Party has just elected a former Lib Dem candidate as their leader. He too says he's a bit of a socialist, as this report of the launch of his leadership campaign recorded. Quote, one member asked whether Polanski thought the Green Party was explicitly a socialist party. His response was, on a personal level, I agree with the majority of socialist principles, and said that we are a left-wing, left-of-centre party. But he also clarified, the reason why I wouldn't say explicitly, yes, we're a socialist party, kind of in public, and as a slogan, is I think that's going to unnecessarily put people off. He went on to argue that in defining the Greens as a socialist party, there would be a need to appeal to all the socialists and kind of struggle with all the people who are anti-socialist who might have voted Green if we didn't say we were socialists. Instead of describing the Green Party in this way, Polanski instead argued that Greens should be talking about a fair, equitable society where we make sure that everyone is looked after and advocating policies like a universal basic income. End quote. He is in fact on record as having described the Green Party explicitly in public as a socialist party. In a video debate in February this year, he argued that there was no need to set up a new left party, as there is, after all, a socialist party in the UK already. It's the Greens. Well, this is news to us, and probably to quite a few Green Party members too. He doesn't say what he means by socialist principles, but it is certainly not a socialist principle to not say you are a socialist in case you lose votes, or to seek the votes of anti-socialists. He does give a sort of hint as to what he thinks socialism is when he mentions a fair, equitable society where we make sure that everyone is looked after. Well, great. That's probably what he said when he was a candidate for the Lib Dems. Which party doesn't promise that? And how is his vague aspiration to be realised? Does he plan to reform capitalism, inch by inch, like Canute trying to hold back the tide? Or does he intend to put all the means of wealth production under the democratic control and the common ownership of the whole of society? We think you can guess the answer to that. For clarity, Polanski has described himself as an eco-populist. Yeah, that sounds about right.
You have been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. To find out more and to take out a free trial subscription to the Socialist Standard, visit spgb.net/podcast.